Ooh, this shit would be. The hand to the king, Scoliosis. A young man from the windiest of kingdoms.
Is you demure, demure this, demure that? I say, what? Bitch, I'm GD. demure. What is this demure shit, bitch? I'm GD. No shit about none of that shit y'all be
have
going on.
Somebody. I see dead people. Wap, 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 wap.
That is right, ladies and gentlemen. From the Windy Kingdom, we are joined by the hand of the king, Scoliosis.
Holy shit.
Young math god, young stat god, young fried okra, the father of dragons, the breaker of ACLs, the leader of growth and development in the urban communities. The master of switches. A mighty warrior from the Cabri Green Houses. The Booist of Wappingtons. Young Guap!
Yo, I could bring a motherfucker out, dog.
Plastic intro.
I could bring a motherfucker out. Oh man, listen, it's been a while. I had to go check the records. We recorded episode 1 of The Throne Is Yours back in August. I promise you, we will not take that long to get to episode 3. I've been binge watching the shit out of Game of Thrones recently. Cause I'm binging it because I missed like the whole second season of The House of Dragons. I missed like, and it was one of those things where it didn't even catch my attention. So it's like, I missed the episode after like the first or second one. I missed the episode and I just never went back to it.
Yeah, I ain't never watched the shit.
It's sturdy though. It's a great show. They was just moving a little bit slow with the progress in season 2. Season 1 was excellent though. It was like that. You know, the dragon shit and the families beefing and had a couple age jumps in there that kind of pissed me off, but it made sense. Like, you know, Shorty's the main character was like a fucking teenager, and then you fucking blink and go to the next episode and Shorty like 30. She got 3 kids type shit. Like, god damn, bro.
It's a thirsty on y'all ass.
Hell yeah, they did a time jump. But I fucking love the show. I love arguing about it with people. I like having conversations with people about it. And I was like prepping for the show and I was just like, who the fuck would you be? Like, who the fuck would I be in the Seven Kingdoms? Like, if niggas is in Westeros today, like, which one of these characters is me? And
be good.
I gotta say it's my man Robert Baratheon, bro. I gotta say that if this is Game of Thrones, and my man went out, he went out sad. Like, that was some sad shit, but I gotta say it's him. He liked to get lit. He liked the whores. His wife was cheating on him. He knew it. Like, son knew his wife was getting busy, and he was still out here just fucking. Like, it don't matter. And worst part is, that nigga was fucking. And he was so disrespectful with it. And I think that's why, like, it was me. Like, yo, he liked to drink and have a good time. And he also liked to be petty and get his revenge off on a nigga. He was talking to Jamie. He was like, yo, Jamie, how I feel to sit outside the door and listen to me eat pussy and fuck and drink all and go all crazy on a Wednesday afternoon type shit.
Jamie, like, it's okay. I'm going to fuck your wife, my sister, later on. Don't worry about it. Weird as it is.
What character? What character do you put yourself at?
So I'm torn, right? On one end, I'm feeling like Tyrion because I've been the smartest motherfucker in my family the whole time. I just didn't know it, but I'm really thinking like Jon Snow, though.
Okay. Little outcast.
For sure. When I think of just my, you know what I'm saying, my childhood for the most part, like, just feeling like the, you know what I mean? Like, knowing you got brothers and sisters and shit like that, but you know what I mean? It's like, you ain't really one of them, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, going on family trips and shit. I'm the child nobody knows for real, but I'm still family, though. So, you know what I'm saying? It was just, it would be that. And then just, I know, like, Jon Snow, like, a noble person. Like, I feel like I'm a very noble person. You know what I mean? Loyal to a fault.
Shorty gave it up. Shorty was giving it up on Jon. Like, in his face. She didn't hide the fact that she ain't like him.
Facts.
It was like, you know, if you a side kid or whatever, like, if you're allowed to be around, like, that woman usually operates a little differently. That woman usually, she might just, you know, forget to get you a matching shirt when y'all doing family pictures. Or, you know, she might say, oh, I ain't know you was coming over, so I didn't get you a steak. Like, you gotta eat this pork chop. But, yo, Lady Stark was just like, nah, nigga, you can't have a dire wolf, bro. No, you can't. They're for the Starks, nigga.
It represents our sigil, our vigil. And like, she was the first piece of shit ass stepmama, like, in TV history. Like, clearly, like, a testament of women to come. This shit's been forever. Women don't accept your kids for the most part. Like, that's just the reality. Like, they don't accept them side kids for real.
It's a side kid thing. I think if it was just like a step kid, like he came into the marriage with Jon Snow, I think Jon Snow gets treated differently. Like, I think she would have tried to, like, make that nigga love her type shit. Like, I ain't gonna be your mom, but, you know, I am a mother figure. I think she would have been more like that, but like a side kid, like, damn, nigga, like, yo, your fucking flag ain't even got the wolf on it. Your flag got the fucking a snowball on it or some shit. I don't even know what them snow niggas be having as a flag. Like, you just a bastard, bro.
Just a typical bastard name that niggas was getting. Like, yeah, you got no family. Like, so motherfucker just gave you a name.
If you was from the south, you was a snow. If you was from the west, you was a sand, because they had sand out there. Like, they was really disrespectful with these bastard last names.
It just all depended where you came from type shit. So, like, I guess for me, again, like, shorty ass was just petty to me. I guess, like, when I see her, again, it's like, I don't think it would have mattered, because I just think, again, like, typically women don't, like, want to be mothers to other people's children.
That's a fact. Like, that's a fact.
That's just the reality. But they do expect you to be father to their children, except when it comes to the discipline of them children.
Yeah, don't hit other people's kids.
I don't even gonna say hit. They don't really want you to say much to their kids. Like, I've seen it. Like, they be cool with it when y'all cool, though. If y'all good, y'all relationship good, you can kind of discipline them kids. The moment y'all shit on rocky terms, you can tell that child, hey, slow down. I got my child. They gonna say something.
Yeah, Rob is my son.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Oh. I just paid for these football cleats, big boy.
I didn't see you at the practice, but yeah, that's nice to know now. You know what I'm saying? Like, so yeah, Shorty was wild, but Jon Snow, again, like, for me, when I just look at myself, I just think I see a lot of the similarities again. Like, I think he was very loyal, you know what I'm saying, to the family in general. Like, he was being treated like shit, but he never felt that way about them. Ever. Like, and ever.
He never played the game, which was very, very weird to me. Because it's not like he's seen the game his whole life. Like, he's been there. He's been front row and center. So he's seen the game. He didn't play none of that shit. Like, I'm going to the wall. Like, he went to the wall. He did some shit he wasn't supposed to do, where he beat the wildling Doonies. And it's like, oh, you know, you ain't supposed to do that. But, oh, everybody else do it? Like, he just kind of, like, went with the flow of shit. And I think that was probably to his detriment at the end, because he mad at Shorty. Shorty was playing the game. Daenerys was playing the game. She was a little power drunk.
Duh.
She was a little power drunk, but she was playing the game, like, at the highest level. She was, yo, taking over. yo, we burning this shit down. We killing niggas. Yeah, that's, hey, less money, but fuck it. We got to send a message. You ain't fucking with us.
I think if she was smart, I think what Cersei would have did in her place, knowing what she knew, right? Feel me? Like, knowing that Jon is the rightful heir to the throne, right? Like, Cersei would have been like, if she would have found out fucking, you know what I mean? What's his name? Can you think of his name? Jaime Lannister. Like, just say Jaime is the rightful heir to the throne. Cersei would have fell right in line. She wouldn't have been so power drunk that she wouldn't have seen, like, that's so advantageous for her. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's still going to be able to rule how she want to rule.
Yeah, by proxy. She probably would have
been the queen by proxy.
She would have made one of her kids the hand or some shit. She would have made somebody the hand so she can whisper in their ear and make them, you know, operate to her doing.
Facts. And where Daenerys, though, I guess for her, though, it was, you know, personal. It became her role to the throne. Like, she's been on the run since she's a little girl, been raped, all type of shit. Brothers trying to sell off to this dude. She looking at it like, nah, I put too many, you know what I'm saying, blood, sweat, and tears in this shit to just be handing it over, all because you found out you a Targaryen now. You really my what? My nephew? What?
After he beat. He found out after he beat, too.
Still was on that. Still didn't care. Still would have beat Dooney's down.
They had it bad back then. I mean, I talked about the river yank where she washing that mug in the river on the last joint. You know, listen, if Auntie got the yams at the cookout, I'm still not like, yo, I'll take Auntie down. But Jon Snow was like, yo, that ain't nothing, bro. That ain't nothing to me. That ain't nothing but blood to me. I'm a different person today than who I was yesterday. I got to get more of that.
He said he was beating Dooney's down no matter what, at all costs. Like, he willing to give up the, you feel me?
The, oh, yeah.
Throne, just so she beat, you feel me? Cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't want it.
I think he probably had a top five struggle on the show. I think my girl Brienne of Tarth, I think Shorty had the biggest struggle the whole fucking the whole joint.
Why you say that?
Yo, she's a 6'5" woman trying to be a knight, never had no lady knights before. She's 6'5". Niggas, every time niggas see her, niggas like, you should be out there hooping, bitch. You're like, what is you doing? What you doing out here with us, bitch? Like, you can't even go in the kitchen, bitch. Go hoop or something. Like, what are you trying to whisper to Jesus, bitch? Like, they gave her shit about it every time they seen her.
Facts.
And she got stuck on a permanent side quest. You know, Lady Stark said, yo, go get my kids, go get my girls and protect them. And she was on that side quest the entire series. And it was her.
It was the longest send-off mission in TV history. I forgot about that shit.
It was like five seasons, dog.
Anytime she seen with him, oh, my lady, your mother, Kevin, that bitch been dead 3 seasons. You still on the mission.
And she didn't even get the word that Shorty was dead. She was still doing the mission. She was just like, yo, I gave my oath. And then she bumped into Arya on a humble, just out in the fucking middle of nowhere walking. Cause, you know, fuck it. Niggas ain't got cars. She bumped to Shorty and with the Hound and was just like, yo, I gotta relieve you of Shorty.
Oh, God.
She gotta come with me. And the Hound's like, bitch, we can fight. And Arya was just like, y'all ain't gotta fight because I ain't going with either of y'all. Like, I'm about to dip.
Type shit. She's sick. She finna become, she's trying to become that goat. She was in the process of it. They fucking, but yeah, the loyalty, she was loyal for sure. And she definitely was getting like, just like that scene right there. The hound instantly, bitch, I beat your ass. What's up? You Biggie Hill. We finna fight. It is what it is. And she got the best of the hound that day too. That was crazy.
Man, I'm going to tell you what. Shorty's good. Shorty's good at her job. You know, her nobility made Jamie give her that fucking sword, the oath keeper. That was a big deal because it's like, bitch, your family ain't rich. Your family ain't coming from no, you know what I'm saying? Your daddy ain't no king or nothing. So how you get that much Valyrian steel? That's a beautiful sword. And then two, Jamie was like, yo, right before the big battle with the dead people or whatever, Jamie knighted her. And that was like, yo, Shorty lit up. Like her whole life, everything made sense. I was like, oh shit.
The man but, she loved too.
Oh man, she loved that one hoe ass nigga. She loved that, and he loved her too.
He did. That's the only other motherfucker he really showed any compassion to. Thirsty. I think he loved Shorty more than he loved them kids.
Well, he just thought they was his nephews. He didn't really know.
Yeah, he knew.
He ain't know how science works and shit. Like,
yeah, he went to Cersei like, our boy, Cersei. Like, he knew, man. He knew.
Somebody told him. Like, I think some was in denial about his paternity to them kids.
Hell no. They knew.
I think they was just born with blonde hair, and he was just like, oh, damn, genes are strong.
They knew anyway off the strength. Fucking, that's why my man's dad, goddammit, Ned Stark, why he died. They knew.
Yeah, Ned.
He had found out. That's what had happened. The brother-in-law found out.
He looked in that book. Yeah, he looked in that book, and that book was talking about the family and how everybody in the family had black hair. And then he just started going around town and looking at Robert's side kids. Like, he wasn't looking for them. He was just, and he was like, yo, you a bastard? You got curly black hair too. I know whose bastard you is. Like, and they kill all of them bastards except for my man, the blacksmith.
Well, they killed them after what's his name took over. They didn't kill him initially. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was the takeover. Anybody that got a Baratheon bloodline got to go.
Yeah, cause you might come for the throne.
Yeah, you got to go. You got to go. And so, yeah, I just think Jamie knew. Jamie, he definitely just, I think he couldn't care. He couldn't act like he cared. He just had to act like an uncle and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, he had to play the role because you couldn't say them your kids. Cause that would have been really like, they would have smoked their ass.
Like three of that nigga kids got popped.
All of them is dead.
Damn. The one boy committed suicide. Yeah. He just jumped off the joint. Oh. It was too much for him, too early.
Cersei was bogus. Shorty was putting that little thing on him. She knew the boy was in love, man. Shorty, Cersei thought, you know what I'm saying, because Joffrey was a motherfucker. See, Cersei started finding out she can't even control Joffrey's ass.
And he ran his own army. He did his own thing. He was just like, yo, I'm listening, but yeah, that don't mean I'm gonna turn around and do it, dog. He was a normal kid when it came down to being hard headed.
No, facts. But like,
and he was drunk with power.
He was over drunk with the power. He was like over sauced in the power, bro. Like, I'm the king. I do whatever I want. Get over here. Stand up. Stand over there like a coward you are. Like Joffrey used to be just on dirt with your ass. Oh, you think you ain't a game, huh? made dude drink all that liquor that time. Like,
oh man,
Joffrey ass a motherfucker.
Listen, he's gonna embarrass you in public. Like, that was his bag. Like, yo, embarrassing somebody in public. He had Sansa ass in the middle of the throne room. He slapped her. He pulled out the crossbow. I'm like, damn, you gonna kill Shorty? And he was just like, yeah, I can't kill her because my mom like her. But he ordered one of the King's Guard to beat her up. He was like, not in the face though. She cute. So don't hit her in the face. And I'm like, yo, what's up with this nigga?
Shorty ass was powered out, bro. He was so sauced in the power, bro. Like, and even, like, again, Cersei realized, like, they thought Shorty can do some, you know what I'm saying? Give him Shorty, what's her name?
I know you're talking about Shorty with the big titties.
Yeah, the nice little joint.
The redhead. I think she was a redhead joint, her and her grandma. Her grandma was the one that poisoned that nigga.
Oh, my mama. Oh, my life. And told Jamie about it.
That was cold. Listen, she sat there and that nigga gave her the little cup with the poison in it. And she was just like, yo, this gonna be quick. She drank it. She was just like, yeah, just so you know, bro, this how I took out your son.
Same type deal.
And I sat there and watched that nigga bleed from his eyes. Like, yo, we gave that nigga the violent poison. You gave me that shit that you can just, you know, you just gonna go to sleep to it. Nah, we gave that nigga the violent poison. We ain't even checked the fucking amount. We just poured that shit in there. Like, he should have knew something was wrong with that motherfucker. That's how much poison we put in there.
Nah, they was trying to smoke him. It was over with. Get him out of here. And man, they did.
Ain't no reviving this nigga. Like, nah.
It was a successful hit. But Tyrion took the heat for that shit. That was fucked up.
Well, he kind of had to, though.
He didn't though. He had the motive. Everybody knew he had the motive. That's all it was. He had the motive.
And they was trying to kill Tyrion for years. Like at the Battle of Blackwater, they ran up on Tyrion. As soon as he started winning, one of his own soldiers came through and hit that nigga in the face with an axe. Like they was trying to, Cersei was trying to take that nigga out. Right. Slowly but surely, every secret way she could, and that shit was just like the perfect scapegoat for it. Like, we don't really know who did it, but it had to be you, bro.
But Jaime wasn't on that with him. Jaime was on that. He never was really on that with him. He always was protecting. You know what I'm saying? Tyrion, he always like was that big brother towards him. Like, and everybody said that shit. Like, I ain't gonna say everybody, but it's multiple instances throughout the show that you would see him step up, even with the Joffrey situation. He's the one who freed Tyrion. He just didn't know Tyrion was gonna smoke his daddy. That's the one time he was on that with Tyrion, cause he felt he betrayed him. Cause he let him loose cause he didn't want to kill his brother. But he didn't think his brother was going to go smoke Stannis ass. And that fucked the money up.
But Tywin, that was Tywin. Tywin.
Right. Tywin Lannister. Sorry.
He fucking, Jaime was the only one that was in his corner the whole time. And then when he killed Tywin, even though Jaime was beefing with Tywin, he was just like, yo, that's just parents, bro. Like, you supposed to be stronger than that, right? Like, you can't just let son been bothering you for 30 some odd years. And today, like, sleeping with your whore is what did it?
Nah.
And it was like, that wasn't like just a whore, bro. That was my person. Like, I've been sleeping with whores my whole life. That was my girl.
And it's deeper than that. It's the fact that his whole life, he was blamed for his mother's death by Cersei, by him, Tywin. He was ridiculed for being the imp, you know what I'm saying, by his own family. And again, he really was clutch for their ass. Like, especially, like, I read the book, some of the book, like, in the book, like, he was clutch for the whole, like, he designed, like, sewer systems. He was smart as hell.
Yeah, they... They gave that nigga shit jobs, and he made the most out of it and was just right. Like, yo, I'm going to revolutionize the game. Y'all niggas ever heard of plumbing?
Fuck. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Yo, what if you didn't shit in a bucket no more? You know what I'm saying? Like, what if you shit and push a button and that shit just leave your vicinity?
How about
that? You know how much money we could make off the patent for pipes? Like, oh, word. Fact. And like, he kept niggas in the game. Like, he made the family name proud, but because it was him, it's like I say all the time, right message, wrong messenger. It was right ideas, wrong person, because nobody took you serious. They called you the imp to your face on a regular basis, which you can tell son didn't know. Well, I don't know if he knew how to fight. I mean, I'm pretty confident he didn't, but you can tell he wasn't no swordsman because nobody was scared to shit on him in his face.
Yeah. I mean, hey, he's a fucking midget. I mean,
you the imp, you the little lord. Yeah, the hound called that nigga the little lord. I was like, yo, get the fuck out of here, bro. I'll cook your face, boy.
It was no respect for him. Like, nothing he could do. No respect, bro.
He was a nigga in medieval times.
He only had, like, respect amongst, like, the whores. You feel me?
Yeah, the whores loved him. He still had
money.
The whisperers loved them too. You know, niggas that be telling all the secrets and shit, like that gay bald nigga with no dick.
Yeah, the eunuchs.
Yeah, that nigga loved him until he got that nigga smoked.
Lord Vettis on my life.
And who's that? Littlefinger? Littlefinger liked him because he knew he was smart. And like, he was like, I just want to outsmart this nigga. Like, that'll hype me up for the next couple of years if I can outsmart son. But I got this speech from my man Robert, since I was talking about him earlier.
Mr. Baratheon.
But I still remember every face. You remember your first?
Of course, Your Grace.
Who was it?
That's Hiroshi. Never learnt the name.
Mm. How do you do it?
Lance through the heart.
Quick one. Lucky for you. Mine was some tarly boy at the Battle of Summerhall. My horse took an arrow, so I was on foot, slogging through the mud. He came running at me, this dumb, high-born lad, thinking he could end the rebellion with a single swing of his sword. I knocked him down with the hammer. Gods, I was strong then. Caved in his breastplate. Probably shattered every rib he had. Stood over him, hammer in the air. Right before I brought it down, he shouted, "Wait! Wait!" They never tell you how they all shit themselves. They don't put that part in the songs. Stupid boy. Now the Tarleys bend the knee like everyone else. He could have lingered on the edge of the battle with the smart boys, and today his wife would be making him miserable. His sons would be ingrates, and he'd be waking three times in the night to piss into a bowl of wine. Lancel. Gods, what a stupid name. Lancel Lannister. Who named you? Some halfwit with a stutter. What are you doing?
It's empty, Your Grace.
What do you mean it's empty?
There's no more wine.
Is that what empty means? So get more. Tell your cousin to get in here. Kingslayer, get in here.
surrounded by Lannisters. Every time I close my eyes, I see their blonde hair and their smug, satisfied faces. Must wound your pride, now standing out there like a glorified sentry. Jaime Lannister, son of the mighty Tywin. Forced to mind the door while your king eats and drinks and shits and fucks. So come on, we're telling war stories. Who was your first kill, not counting old men?
One of the outlaws in the Brotherhood.
I was there that day. You were only a squire, 16 years old.
You killed Simon Toyn with the counter riposte. Best move I ever saw.
Good fighter, Toyn. But he lacked stamina.
You're outlaw. Any last words?
I cut his head off, so no.
What about Aerys Targaryen? What did the Mad King say when you stabbed him in the back? I never asked. Did he call you a traitor? Did he plead for a reprieve?
He said the same thing he'd been saying for hours. Burn them all. That's all, Your Grace.
That nigga Robert was a cold piece of work, bro.
And he's miserable.
He was definitely the nigga that didn't want the job that he got. like he lied on his application or some shit, and then he got the job. And he was like, "Yo, this shit is not like that, bro. This being the king shit is not tough. Like,
it's deep though. When you think about why he became the king, right? Because of the rebellion, which was built off of a lie." They thought that the Targaryens took his bitch.
Damn. Well, no. A Targaryen did take his bitch.
He did. Like, but he didn't take her. She went with him. She was in love with him.
She went with him. That nigga. Listen. I've had a lot of conversations with my friends. I don't think I ever want to have a conversation where a nigga is telling me how in love with my sister he is. You know what I'm saying? Like, Ned Stark's level of patience is really different.
It's different, but I guess it's still, that's his best friend, right? Like, they was best friends, and clearly that's how that happened, right? Like, it was normal, I think. I think that's some normal shit, though. Like, how Robert probably, they little boys growing up together. He'd been around their families and shit like that. Like, they've been knowing each other forever. Fell in love with his sister. I think that's some normal shit, especially in them times. Like, you usually fall in love with the first bitch next door in them times. Like,
yeah. if Shorty's family is good and your family good, guess what? Yeah,
y'all together.
Y'all was born to be together. You didn't even know it.
You didn't even know it.
We decided this shit 15 years before you was even conceived, my man. Like, but
that type of shit back then could cause a war. Like motherfucker take a nigga girl. Like, whoa. Like, even today that shit could cause a war. But like back then, depending on the level of the family, yeah, that shit could cause a war.
That's why they went into hiding, and they had to hide that fucking side kid, Jon Snow ass, and put him as with the Starks, because it was like, oh, you can't pop up with a baby bitch, not by him, not by some with the white hair. You can't pop up with a baby by him.
I mean, but see, the thing, she could have faked it to be, because Jon Hell was like similar to the Baratheon, so like she could have faked it, but she died. The problem is she died giving birth, right? So, you know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, it had already happened though. The war was happening. It was too late. Like, she told Ned the truth. Ned knew the truth. That's the reality. And to me, he is the most noblest motherfucker ever. Cause like, he took the most heat. I gotta tell my bitch, this my child.
Oh shit. You know how much heat I'm gonna get at the crib?
I gotta come home with a newborn talking about this the baby that happened on the road. Like what?
This a road baby. Like I know I've been faithful the whole time we've been married, man. I had a slip up. Now you can't go on road trips no more.
Like
now he couldn't go on road trips no more. She already gave you a kingdom because Winterfell was hers. That was her family's place.
Mm-hmm.
That was hers. I made you, nigga. And you went out here and made a side? A bastard?
Mm-hmm.
Also, Winterfell is officially the projects of Westeros.
Of course.
It's the fucking ghetto. It's number one is way out the way. It's like the closest kingdom to the wall. You feel me?
Exactly, nigga. They nigga, you like, you feel me? Like, come on, bro. You like one, you're like a town away from the fucking rejects. Like nobody wants, you know what I'm saying? It's like, damn, you might as well say like the wall is for like, it's prison. Right?
Yeah.
Like you live by the jail, essentially.
Man, you live by jail. Like, that's like living in Elmira, New York City. Like, you know, it's like five jails up there. It's like, yeah, I got this house for a great price. Why'd you get the house for a great price? Cause it's a fucking prison 16 miles down the road.
Fuck. You know what I'm saying? It's like, prison break, fuck? niggas break into my shed and shit. First house on the way and shit.
Yeah, I'm the first house before you get to society. We're in danger, bro. Like we live in a dangerous place.
For real.
Also, Jaime catches so much heat for that Kingslayer shit. I think he might catch more heat for the Kingslayer shit than my man gets for being an imp.
Nah, fuck no. He get the sly shit though, cause you know, motherfuckers wanna challenge him, but then they low key don't though, cause he's not a hoe. That's the problem. He with all the bullshit.
They know the sword game nice, but you still gotta get a decent level of shame for killing the nigga you was supposed to protect.
Yeah, no. Depending on how you felt about the rebellion.
That's like a Secret Service nigga taking out the president, bro. Like, your one job, you took an oath to protect the king. No matter who's sitting in the chair, you got to protect this nigga. And you just disgruntled an employee one day. You smoked this nigga's boots. And he never, like, tells the story.
Or why he did it.
Of why he did it or whatever. He did it with Brianna Tarth. Like, I think after he beat the cheeks, I think he was like, he was feeling that post-nut clarity shit. And he beat the cheeks and Shorty was just like, you a pussy slayer too? You slay pussy and kings, nigga?
Ooh.
She let that one hand nigga put the hand all in her and he was just like, yo, Brianna Tarth, about me being a Kingslayer. He just was like, he just told her like, and it was like a really dope story, like how something was crazy. He had that fucking green shit and he was going like blow shit up and burn people. Like he was really crazy. It's like the nigga asked me to kill him. And I'm like, oh, damn. Like, you know, niggas been giving you shit about this for 7 seasons, bro. That's all you had to say. But I think he took some honor in, like, trying to respect that nigga's name or something. I don't know what it was, but it was something with him where he just didn't want to like speak on it. But niggas gave him hell with the little Kingslayer shots, you know, oh yeah, you killed an old nigga, like you killed the old defenseless nigga that you was there to protect. Of course you got that body, like you won't kill me. And then he would kill you in like four sword swings.
Mm.
But the one nigga he was scared of, the one nigga he didn't want no parts of in combat was Ned.
Because Ned was a legendary swordsman.
But niggas forgot because that nigga was out in the projects. He was out in the projects, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Dealing with cold winters and shit. Like he was out of sight, out of mind, and
dealing with his mad bitch. He was dealing with that motherfucker talking about the mad king. He was dealing with a mad bitch, nigga. Study giving her kids. She study not forgiving him. Like, damn, he trying to, you feel me? I'm watching my nephew, who I'm saying is my son. I can't tell my bitch. This how bad it is. Niggas knew, Ned knew then. Man, give my nigga Ned some love, man. He knew then. You can't even tell the bitch the truth then. Cause she might tell somebody. Cause she might be like, I knew my Ned was a good man. That's really not his son. Tell a motherfucker they come smoke Jon Snow as it 7 years old. Cause they found out he a Targaryen. This bitch crazy.
Oh shit. We was like, oh shit.
Right.
hearing people talk bad about your man, he's like, you want to defend him too.
Yeah.
That's not a bastard, okay? But you can't. Yeah, he was good for not speaking on it, but
that was a hard secret to keep, man. Like a tough one.
That fucking episode in season one where Jaime and it was like five or six niggas from the Night Watch came to get that nigga Ned, and Ned took everybody out but Jaime. Like he took them niggas out and it was quick.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was just like, all right, now it's just me and you, Jaime. Like, what's up? And he started getting the better of that nigga. And I'm watching this shit like, I thought something was nice. Like, I thought Jaime was dead nice. Two-hand Jaime, I thought he was dead nice. But Ned was, boom, and he had to cheat to win. Cool. So I put that as a little bookmark. And I'm watching, like, the rest of the series. I think Jaime had the best sword. I think Jaime had the best combat IQ.
Nah. Hell nah. I don't know.
The imps, man.
He was solid. He was solid for sure. Hell yeah. He was nice. What's that nigga name?
Han,
yeah.
Bron of Blackwater or some shit like that. Yeah, that he folks was nice.
People, nigga, he asked him his family name. He said, you wouldn't even know them. Trust me, nigga. You wouldn't even know fam, though. Like,
that nigga said, I'm from Flea Bottom, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, Flea Bottom, bro. Like, we the real projects. We who Winterfell wanna be.
For real. Like, stop, man. Like, at the end of the day, like, I would probably say, dude, but the problem with these niggas, though, they get overconfident. Like, Jaime was nice, but he get overconfident. What's his name? That had the ups on the mountain. He was nice with that sword.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They said he was the coldest swordsman from fuck, where he came
Dorne.
From.
That nigga was from Dorne, bro. That nigga was from Dorne.
Legendary sword. And he was fucking the mountain up. But them niggas get over cocky and they just do some shit that an OG be ready for. Like, you didn't see that one coming, nigga.
You didn't check and see if he was there. But I knew son was going out because he kissed a dude in the mouth. Yeah, he kissed a dude in the mouth. He was one of them sexual fluid niggas. So he had the orgy going at the brothel.
Sure did.
And it was dudes in there. And he kissed a dude in the mouth. Then he kissed a girl in the mouth. And I'm like, huh. He ain't going to live long. Not acting like that. not acting like that. Like,
this bitch was fluid too, though.
Yeah.
That was a Dorn way. They lovers and shit over there.
Yeah, they big lovers over there. They real lovers in Dorn. Hey, if you want a real lover, go to Dorn.
Oh God. Well, yeah, I think the best, I think I want to say Brianna Tarth, because I ain't see Shorty lose. Like, Shorty was a beast, because motherfuckers always underestimated her for being a woman. Then she get on that with your ass.
And she was big and strong.
Strong as hell.
She was big and strong, and her fucking sword work was great. But I always said, like, I want to see niggas battle a little bit more. And, like, I wanted to see, like, niggas' origin stories with, like, night school or some shit. Like, how the fuck you get this good with the sword work? Like, Tywin talked about it, like, how he had Jamie getting ready to do this shit since he was, like, 5. Like, that was, we just knew you was going to be in the Night's Watch, bro. We knew it. We planned it. We organized it. But, like, with Brienne, she was poor. Her peoples ain't have it. So, like, how the fuck she get that nice with the sword like that? And she was a little clumsy at first, and she had some shit about being a knight that she wasn't aware of. So you could tell, like, she didn't get no real schooling. She was kind of, like, just trying to find her way through it. But when it came down to a toe-to-toe duel, she was about that action. And the hound ain't no slouch. And what? She got the best of that nigga.
What? The hound? That's what I'm saying. Like, the hound got, like, bro, I seen the hound take out a room full of niggas multiple times on the show, bro.
Cut niggas in half.
On my mama.
From the shoulder to the ass.
But he said, I want one of them chickens. Right now, because I'm not trying to hear none of that shit y'all talking about. I'm finna do that to y'all for them chickens over there. Like, and he did that. Wasn't playing. Like, that dude was like that. But Jon Snow was like that too with that sword. Jon Snow was a motherfucker, bro.
Oh, he was a motherfucker.
Yeah. Fuck the king. Jon Snow was a motherfucker.
Fuck the king? That nigga just said, fuck the king.
You know what I'm saying? But
I didn't believe it.
Oh, shit.
But here you are.
Here I am. Bring me one of those chickens.
You got money to pay for it?
You paid for it?
No. But we're the king's men. So, you got money?
Not a penny. I'll still take that chicken. You're a talker. Listening to talkers makes me thirsty.
Don't reach across the table and drink my beer, bro.
You're like a real gangster.
Like, no. We might have to have words.
And hungry.
And hungry.
And you'll take two chickens.
You don't seem to understand the situation.
I understand that if any more words come pouring out your cunt mouth, I'm going to have to eat every fucking chicken in this room.
You lived your life for the king. You're going to die for some chickens.
Someone is.
Yo, threatening my life over a fucking chicken. Yeah, you're going to get, bro. You gonna, every time you open your cunt mouth, I'm going to want more chicken, bro.
My nigga, a chicken back in that day, bro, it's like the equivalent of, like, especially a whole chicken too. That's like the equivalent of
some Wagyu steak today.
Yeah, that's
a tomahawk. That's some aged Wagyu tomahawk.
That's a meal.
Cowboy butter? Why? Yeah, that nigga wanted a rotisserie chicken, a whole one.
Oh.
I ain't even worried about what Arya is going to be. It might have been a hen.
It don't matter. It don't matter. It could have been a duck. It don't matter. Whatever that was good eating. And he talking about taking all that shit because you talking too much, nigga.
I'm going to have to eat every chicken in this motherfucker, dog.
It gotta go. I'm trying to be nice. I said I'll take one of them chickens. You know what I'm saying? Cause you feel me? You talking about the kings, man, and all that shit, nigga. I don't get no fuck about nothing. I'm on the road, nigga.
I feel like the Hound was like, he was like the Mike Tyson of Game of Thrones. Mm. He was very intimidating. He didn't say a lot, which is intimidating like a motherfucker. Half his face is cooked.
Facts.
Half his face is cooked, and that nigga reputation it preceded him like a motherfucker. Like you never seen Sun lose.
You knew
he had battles with the Mountain. You knew who his brother was. You knew who he was. They gave the nigga the name of a fucking dog. They just called that nigga the Hound. Like I think that nigga was the Mike Tyson of Game of Thrones. Like he was just coming through. He had the towel on his head. He didn't say she had the gold tooth. Like, that was the Hound, bro. 80s Mike.
Hey, he's super intimidating. He ain't the most skilled nigga, but definitely got power. You know what I'm saying? Like, for sure. Like, but I think another quality he really had, though, he really was loyal, though, to the right people. He cared about Sansa, Arya. He really did. They never showed why. He never had no reason to be loyal to Ned Stark.
I think he really hated how that nigga Ned went out, though. I think he didn't agree with it. Like he was a company man the first season. He was just there to do a job.
Did he do it? He the one that took their head off?
No, I think the Mountain might have. The Mountain did that.
Yeah.
I think the Hound was just a company man. He just did his job. Then boom, check it. He got tired of the job, so he left. He seen Shorty. He was just like, yeah, I ain't like how they did your man. You know, I got you. Just don't be stupid. You know, don't say nothing dumb. She started getting on his nerves. But I thought he was taking her back to the kingdom with Joffrey and them. I thought that's what he was originally doing. And then he just said, fuck it, like I ain't fucking with them no more.
No, that ain't how that happened. Cause what's his name? When they poisoned Joffrey.
Oh, that's right. He got Sansa out of there.
Yeah. So what's his name? Littlefinger got him out of there. Got out of there. Took her to the Boltons.
He threw Shorty out the moon roof, the sky roof.
He took her to her aunt first, and then he threw the aunt out the thing, but then he took her to the boat and talking about you will be safe there type shit. Man,
definitely. That was the worst place for her to be.
Ooh, shit. Another nigga drunk off that sauce. That little nigga Ramsay Bolton. Whew. But he got blessed so hard. He got blessed the way John should have got blessed. You know what I'm saying? Type shit. Like, giving the Stark name and all that good shit. Like, this nigga, the deity gave him the name. He say, I'm finna take my deity out. Took the baby mama out. The son out. That nigga was a savage. Stark, man, fucking Shorty ass over. Sansa, but he was drunk off that sauce.
He definitely is a poster child for like a mental health commercial. You feel me? Like when niggas start talking about mental health matters, that's the first nigga I'm thinking about. That nigga Ramsay, the way he did my man,
Who?
Damn.
Oh, Dion Greyjoy.
The way he did Dion, bro. He cut that nigga dick. I don't know if he cut it off or if he just mutilated that nigga. And then in the next scene, they had that nigga sitting there eating a glizzy. Like, God damn, bro.
Facts. Made him. He was so bogus, though. Like, he got him so aroused, and then it came out of nowhere. That was gruesome, G. Made the little prostitute come get him there. He handcuffed, can't do shit.
he thinking like, this is the coolest kidnapping I've ever been a part of.
Facts. Like doing.
Oh, y'all giving hostages pussy? Oh, bet. Oh. Hey, shout out to the Boltons, you know what I'm saying?
That nigga Ramsey said, how you're doing? You know, my mama came to that bitch, ended that, and just changed him. That nigga was another, Reek. Changed that boy name to Reek. Gave him a black name.
The way he wore that nigga down, he tortured that nigga so much, and then he was just like, yo, I've actually tortured you so much that this shit is getting bored. Yo, bro, now you just work for me.
Yeah.
Like, now you just work for me. I've tortured you so much, you're gonna fight to be employee of the month every month.
Like, sick. He was sick. Watched Sans. He eventually woke up, and I'm gonna give him his credit on that for sure. But for a minute though, he was done. He was done, like, you can't even blame him. Like, the nigga was getting tortured. He was riding, like, he went on the fastest roller coaster ever. He took over Winterfell, and it was the most short-lived takeover ever. He had that bitch for like a month, then his own men started treating him.
And then he went home to tell his daddy, like, yo, you should be proud of me. What? You should, yo, be proud of me because I just took over before he even got to his daddy. On the horse ride from the boat to the castle, he went shorty. She made him ride in the back. So he riding on the back of the horse. Next thing you know, this nigga starts gyrating and humping, and I'm like, I know this nigga's not about to dry hump shorty on horseback. Yes, he did that just to get to the crib. And nigga was just like, oh yeah, that's your sister. What? You ain't even seen her in so long, but yeah, that's your sister. The one you just humped, nigga, and she allowed it too. She was just like, oh yeah, keep it up, bro. Keep it up. We're going to hit some more turbulence, bro. Then they get to the crib. His dad's like, yo, bro, you took over Winterfell. What's the family? What do our family do? We sailors. You took over a castle that is far as fuck. It's not even on the coast. You took over a worthless ass castle, bro.
It started a rebellion, nigga.
Like that, his daddy breaking that shit down to him, and the look on his face when it happened, I was like, damn, dog. You couldn't even do this right. You couldn't even do, I mean, you weren't supposed to do it, but you couldn't even do that right. And then he just had, the Theon wasn't like that.
But the family told him to take over that motherfucker, though. He ain't just come up that on his own.
Yeah, but he wanted props for it. And they was just like, nigga, you didn't do nothing that really is going to help us.
He did that on some, but he still did that on stage, telling them to do it type shit. They was on the rebelling against Robb Stark. On the low. Cause that's when the King of the North shit was starting.
And they was like, oh yeah, you took over the castle. Who would have had 10 people up in there, bro? That was real tough for you, huh? That was a hard day at the office.
all these
soldiers is gone, nigga. Like, yeah, you took over some shit from a kid in a wheelchair.
And that's the thing. Theon was tweaking. Like, he was tweaking. Like, he was just, he really wasn't meant to run nothing, of course. But he, again, like, that's that shit. That's why you don't, now Theon was the reason, he the reason why you don't fuck with stepkids. You see what I'm saying? This is why you don't fuck with stepkids. Theon is the reason. Ned, yeah. Bring him in. You know what I'm saying? Him and Jon Snow basically like, they the outside kids.
They still treated Theon better.
They though.
Man, they definitely treated Theon better. He didn't get a dire wolf, but I mean.
He was Rob's best friend for sure though.
Yeah, yeah. And he stayed close to that nigga because he knew. It, like, I think he was supposed to be like, originally he was like a hostage or some shit. Like,
He got took.
I was like, yeah, we not going to kill you, bro. We just going to fucking.
It's really to control the Greyjoys. He was like, we got your child. That was like a power move. We're going to treat him decent. But if you ever act up, bitch, we going to kill him first.
And it's going to be easy. That nigga room right down the hall, bro. I ain't even got to put my arm on to smoke this nigga's boots.
We ever get a raven that y'all acting up in the waters, boy, we going to do it to him. So you better behave.
I think the perfect comp for Theon would be Naaman Bryce from The Wire.
Oh, great.
I think that's the perfect comp for Theon.
Yeah.
Like, he thought he was about that action. He went to war with Rob and shit, and he thought, like, he was really about that action, but he was really just... He was, yo, you're just my mans, right? So, like, you ain't got to go out there and get bloody and messy and shit. Like, you really just here for, like, comic relief or something. Fair. And I think I remember that scene where Naaman ran up on Kennard with Mike because Kennard stole that pack.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike whooped Kennard's ass, and he was just like, yo, get your pack off this bitch. So we can go. And that nigga named and ran off. Only one. Like, that was Theon for a majority of the series. Like, yo, as soon as he's faced with some danger, like, yo, I ain't even like that, bro. Like, I ain't even tough. Why is niggas always fucking with me?
No, he did it to himself, though, because he was trying to stay packed, though. Remember, like, they good to me. You know what I'm saying? The Starks was good to me. They convinced him to do it. They like, boy, them people kidnapped you, boy. Like, what the fuck?
And they brainwashed.
They brainwashed you, huh?
Like, his sister was salty because she could never be the king.
Right.
And they would never allow her to be the king. And she did all the dirty work. And she like, you get to come up here and just pop up at the end of the game and get the MVP trophy just because you was born with a dick.
Right.
It's like she knew he wasn't like that. And then when the uncle came through, the uncle was just like, yo, I know neither one of y'all is like that.
You're right. Oh, fuck. You're right. Like, y'all is, what? Listen, I've been waiting for this day my whole motherfucking life. I'm finna smoke the whole team of y'all, the whole bloodline. But dog, Theon just was a goofy for sure, like just a goofy. I would say, yeah, he still took it a further step than Naaman. Naaman knew, like, this shit real. Once Mike did that, but then I take that back, because that wasn't the real scene that really did it for him. He had to get that ass beat because he tried to fuck with Dookie in the gym. You know what I'm saying? So,
oh, yeah. Well, yeah. He got slapped up. Yeah, Mike.
That's when I don't ever want to be in these streets again. That was the moment. You know what I'm saying?
That was a scary street moment right there. That nigga started reading books. You hear me?
You want to fuck with Duke, huh? Oh, nigga, fuck with me, nigga. Smack, 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 smack.
Mike took it easy on that nigga, too, because he gave that nigga Kennard hands. Closed fist.
he, cause Kennard really was not no hodo, clearly told Naaman with Mike standing there, pack up my ass, Gump. Fuck you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But Theon was that same nigga, like his own niggas when he was in the middle of a speech. Man, stole off. Man, get your goofy ass out of here. We know you didn't kill Brandon, boy. You didn't do shit. You lying. Once they seen you, you know what I'm saying? You cap it. You done lost your position with your troops. They like, oh, this nigga ain't really on shit. He was just a goofy. He didn't have no real plan. His people was goofies. Now, Euron was different because Euron was building an army out there on the motions.
Like, that he was building fucking ocean terrorists. That was like fucking, that was like the fucking Al Qaeda niggas with the airplanes. That's how them niggas was with boats. They was just full speed ahead, ramming into other boats in the middle of their boat.
That nigga,
he knew where niggas' boats was the weakest. He was had niggas, yo, go out there. We at the forest. Go out there. Go get wood. We need 50 ships by next week. Like, what?
Type shit.
I'm about to sail our way into some Cersei pussy.
Fuck.
What you think? You think this ocean gonna hold me back, my nigga? Absolutely not. Shorty ain't got a navy. I'm gonna bring her a navy
on my life. And you right about how many niggas like be playing the game. He was playing the game. He was, oh, yeah. Man, he, cause a lot of niggas don't play the game. Like Jamie didn't play the game for real. He didn't play.
He couldn't. He was Night's Watch. He couldn't own land. He couldn't father children. Like that nigga knew he was going to be in the Night's Watch. He took the oath. That was going to be the job until he died. Like he knew.
But he didn't
play politics.
But his father wanted him to have kids. He told him like, you gonna, yeah. Jamie chose the Night Watch. Tywin wanted him to have
Kingsguard,
kids.
Not the Night's Watch, the Kingsguard. That's what
right. The Kingsguard. He chose the Kingsguard.
But when
Tywin wanted him to extend the Lannister family name.
Yeah, because he knew that Cersei's kids was dropping left and right, and they was fucking, you know, they was incestual, so that brought the family to shame, and he didn't want no fucking kids from Tyrion. So when Tyrion was getting out of that beef over Joffrey, he was like, "Yo, leave the Kingsguard, go back to the crib, go back to Casterly Rock." Be the king at Casterly Rock. Get you a wife. Have you some babies. I got a wife for you. Go over there to Casterly Rock. Be the king. Have some babies. Let's get this smut off our name from that bullshit you and your sister was doing. And then I won't kill your brother.
That's the only way. Yeah, that was the deal he made with him. But he still lied, though. He still said he's going to kill Tyrion. Yeah, that's the deal he made.
Yeah, cause he knew that nigga, he couldn't be walking around Earth. Like somebody been trying to kill Tyrion every season. That was just like, yo, Game of Thrones, nigga, this nigga is escaping death every year. That nigga's escaping death. Somebody is trying to smoke this nigga and he was just too quick. He was too smart. He was a good strategist. But definitely Euron was my nigga. I think he caught a bad rap.
Euron was he was smart. Again, he played the game. Like, and that's what the game is, right? Like, he seen the opportunity. You know what I'm saying? Cersei was the queen of Westeros at that time. You know what I'm saying? And shit, he like, shit, she need a king. Yeah. Like, that's what he seen. He like, she need a king. Ain't nobody else trying to slide. Watch me. I'm finna slide with a navy and I'm trying to be king.
I got boats. I got hoes and I got soldiers, bitch. I look very attractive out here.
Facts. Bitch, I heard about Baratheon. If you could fuck with Baratheon, like I you could fuck with a Greyjoy.
Oh yeah. If you was fucking with an out of shape nigga, like I'm in the gym, bitch.
Oh yeah, bitch.
I got boats. Like when Shorty came through with the dragons and took down a gang of boats, my nigga survived. And what did he say? Yo, put that big ass bow and arrow on these boats. And I'll be back out in the water tomorrow. That nigga was like Aquaman for the kingdom. But shout out to Euron. You was a real one. Theon got his little redemption in the last battle scene. He got his little redemption protecting Winterfell from the Nightwalkers. Like, that was cool, Theon. Like, good fucking job, bro. But nobody cared. At that point, nobody cared, dog.
That's not true. Because they showed Sansa cry when she found Theon's body. They felt his loss. Because he did, you know what I'm saying, get her out of there.
Yeah, and he grew up with them. So that was...
He really was, yeah. John was finna smoke his ass, though.
That was damn near like losing a brother. But when he was gone... It was like, damn, bro. But she missed a good amount. Or no, because he saved her from Ramsay's.
That's what I'm saying. He saved her from Ramsay.
Yeah.
Then he sacrificed himself for Bran. And Bran even told him when he said it, he said, I want to be there. I'll protect you. You know what I'm saying? And Bran said, what'd he say? Like, you're a good man, Theon. Like, they forgave him. Like, because he was, you know what I'm saying? His family corrupted him, sent them off. He tweaked. Brand new.
He was like, I ain't going to be able to tell you this later, but I ain't going to be able to tell you this later, big dog. So let me get this out of the way now. Right?
Thank you for your service.
You got any last words? Theo? What's your calendar looking like for tomorrow? Anything important you might want to take care of that today?
So, one of my favorite speeches, though, gotta be, again, I don't know if it's really a speech, but I'll probably think, like I said, it's the when John finds out, right, that he's the Targaryen, right? It's just something about that scene that was just out of left field for me. I didn't see that shit coming. I didn't see it.
I might got that here. I'm gonna cue that hoe up.
Soft pretzel crust.
Yeah, I definitely got that. This nigga's blowing out candles in the cave. Getting ready for sexy time. With some dragon glass, you know what I'm saying? Looking at the statue of Ned Stark.
Father, that's not your daddy, boy.
Sam. Oh, I'm sorry. I know I'm not supposed to be down here. Were you hiding from me?
Of course not.
What are you doing in Winterfell? Or did you read every book in the Citadel already? What's wrong? Gilly? She all right?
She's good.
Little Sam?
Don't you know?
Know what?
Daenerys. She executed my father and brother. They were prisoners. She didn't tell you.
I'm so sorry. We need to end this war.
Would you have done it?
I executed men who disobeyed me.
You've also spared men. Thousands of wildlings when they refused to kneel.
I wasn't a king.
But you were. You've always been.
I gave up my crown, Sam. I bent the knee. I'm not king in the north anymore.
I'm not talking about the king in the north. I'm talking about the king of the bloody seven kingdoms. Bran and I worked it out. I had a High Septon's diary, and Bran had... whatever Bran has.
What are you talking about?
Your mother was Lyanna Stark. And your father, your real father, was Rhaegar Targaryen. You've never been a bastard. You are Aegon Targaryen, true heir to the Iron Throne. I'm sorry. I know it's a lot to take.
My father was the most honorable man I ever met. You see, he lied to me all my life.
Your father, Ned Stark, he promised your mother he'd always protect you. And he did. Robert would have murdered you if he knew. You're the true king. Aegon Targaryen, sixth of his name, protector of the realm, all of it.
That nigga, that was cold. I forgot. I forgot that Shorty smoked that nigga daddy and brother too.
Yetis. But I ain't gonna lie, the daddy was bogus. He should have bent the knee. I would have bent the knee on myself.
The daddy and the son was bogus. They just got done. We talked about that shit on the last episode. They was just in a fight with the Dothraki and dragons. It was no way of winning. Like, these niggas was like picking up some money or some shit. I don't know what they was doing. They was just on a mission. And the fucking Dothrakis and dragons came out of nowhere. They was not prepared. It was a sweep. An NBA playoff sweep. That shit was like Madden in the crib with your mans and you up 21 to zap. Hey, you got past the sticks, little buddy. And Shorty came through and these niggas wasn't dead. She was like, yo, y'all the highest rankings here? All right, cool. Like, bend that knee. Everything's gonna be peace. Y'all just gonna be prisoners. We're going to put y'all to work. We're going to put y'all in the mine to get us some dragon's glass or whatever. But, like, before that happens, I need you to bend the knee. Everybody bends the knee.
Even prisoners, because they had a strong family named the Tarleys. They could have been just at the end of the day, like shit, we bending the knee. We bend the knee mean you know what's up. You know what's up. It ain't no more, you feel me? Like, ain't no more you serving Cersei, because that's who they were serving. Cersei, yeah. Ain't no more of that. That shit over with. You either marching with us or you finna get smoked.
Niggas wasn't going to switch gangs. Wasn't going to switch gangs. You was a Latin king. Now you got to be a Nieta. All right? Like, you got to be a Nieta now. Ain't no Latin kings no more.
But shit, back in them days, man, motherfucker take a wild effect, figure out you flipped. It takes a while, man.
That's a different type of stain on your jacket. Like, oh shit, you the switcher of gangs? Oh, okay. Okay, you the switcher of gangs now? Your whole family ain't got no honor, you know?
It ain't really switching up gangs. It's just, it's a new, it's a new president, man. That's what it is.
Who you pledge your allegiance to. Them niggas stood tall in front of a dragon and everybody else took a knee and them niggas stood tall together in front of a dragon like, bro, of us finna be head ass? You knew my man Sam was with the Night's Watch. Like, your whole family lineage is done. If something goes wrong and us even fighting battle together, if something go wrong, the family's toast. And y'all niggas is standing in front of a dragon making executive decisions to be hard-headed. That's crazy. But I did like it. So that's a little bit where Sam's, you know, beef with Daenerys came from. But breaking the news down to my man like that in the crypt, they was in the crypt of Winterfell, crazy.
Because did they want to? I don't think they wanted to tell Jon. Because Bran could have told him, but he didn't want to tell him.
Bran told
Sam.
He told the girls. He told Sansa and Arya.
After the Battle of the Bastards. Yeah.
Yeah, he told them, like, they were sitting around a tree or some shit, and he was just like, yo, did y'all know Jon's old girlfriend really his auntie?
Facts.
And then that nigga Jon came out the fucking, because he beat the cheeks on a boat. That nigga Jon came off the boat. He was like, hey, auntie.
Facts. He told her she wasn't full of that shit. She, oh, no. Jon told him. He was there when Bran told him.
Oh, yeah. And Jon and
Bran she was told, he, like told him, he told Daenerys first. And Daenerys said, don't tell Sansa.
Because that bitch don't like me.
She don't like me. She knew then. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? But Sansa had her reasons. For sure. Sansa had been through the same type of shit in her mind. Like, bitch, I'm you. You think I don't know, bitch, what you on? You know what I'm saying? I know, like, you, but you addicted to that sauce. I'm cool. I don't want the sauce. Cause she wanted the sauce and she figured it out. Like, yeah, I don't really want that shit. I don't want to be the queen. I'm cool. Let me be a lady. Lady of Winterfell. You feel me? But she at the end of the day. That shit.
That's all she wanted.
Yeah. No, but she started out wanting to be the queen. Like her whole life. That's what she wanted. Like early on the show. That's why she low key. They was using her. Like I ain't gonna say using her, but they trapped her. I think then Cersei kind of like trapped her or some shit, did something. She said something to Ned, or they either kidnapped her. She did something. Ned tried to get out of town or something. I forget how that shit happened. Cause they made Ned vulnerable. Well, no, Littlefinger turned on Ned. I'm tripping.
Yeah. Littlefinger turned on. Cause he told Littlefinger like, yo, we gotta get up out of here. Littlefinger. Littlefinger was just like, word. And then it was just like, oh shit. But I don't know why Littlefinger, like, he should have knew not to trust Littlefinger because Littlefinger was trying to beat his wife.
Wanted his bitch.
Yeah, Littlefinger been trying to beat your wife for three decades. You cannot be friends with this nigga.
Yeah, you just can't trust this nigga. Like, end of the day, he want to beat your wife doing these now. Like, he come from a poor family too, so like, he always, since a little boy from afar, just was in love with Shorty. And they had a relationship when they was kids, clearly, because he ain't just, like, you know what I mean? In their lives, or in her life, and they know about this nigga. But like you said, he shouldn't have never trusted that nigga.
They didn't want the same shit. That was a big mistake to trust Littlefinger as, especially, like, this nigga trying to get your queen. He's trying to get you out the way. And he grew up in the whorehouse.
Ned made a mistake by telling Cersei he knew.
That was probably his biggest mistake.
That was his biggest mistake. Because you gave
him. He showed the cards too quick.
Yeah.
But then he was just like, he was like, yo, I know. And we got to tell everybody. And we got to we got to do some shit. It's going to change who's sitting in the chair. She's sitting there like, nigga, you stupid. You think I'm finna tell everybody I'm fucking my brother?
No, he ain't even make, that wasn't the deal. Remember he told her, just take your kids and leave.
Yeah, cause you don't deserve to be here on the spot.
Just, if you take your kids and leave, and you know what I'm saying? Y'all got enough money, y'all Lannisters, y'all good. Just go. Just forfeit the throne type shit. He was trying to show her ass some mercy, but you can't show no bitch like that no motherfucking mercy, nigga.
Castle Rock wouldn't even fire like that. Like, it won't fire like the big house. Like, Castle Rock was out in the middle of nowhere.
It wasn't by the wall, but it was like
it was by the water though. It was by the water. It was really good at farming out there. Like Castle Rock won't buy. I mean, it was money, but it wasn't like the big house money. Like, you know, that shit might be.
It wasn't Westeros.
Yeah, it wasn't that. It wasn't that.
It wasn't Westeros. Westeros got the good weather. It's nice to see you all the time. You know what I'm saying?
And you eating good. Everybody's paying taxes to the king. Like, ooh, it's just, you know, listen. Thanks.
But she still, but still, it ain't that. And that's the problem though. Ned just wasn't thinking that shit through. Like a lot was going on though. He that's the problem. A lot be going on when the game, and Ned never really played the game. He just knew how the game be playing. He know how the game be playing, but he not still active in the game. He making power moves, but he not thinking of, like, these are some treacherous motherfuckers you fucking with, bro. Like, they're not playing fair, bro. You can't play fair with these type of niggas.
That nigga Ned, you know what's funny though? I'm gonna have to do this on the next episode. Cersei, like, we talked about how Theon was changed after he was kidnapped. Cersei was changed after she had to, after the Jesus Christ, the Latter-day Saints niggas came through. them 7-day Adventist niggas, them Mormon niggas came through and was just like, yo, shorty, we about to cut your hair. Your hair is beautiful. They talked about the beautiful Lannister blonde hair and the Lannister gold. They talked about this shit for 10 years. They say, yo, shorty, we about to cut your hair. We about to give you that Ellen. We about to have you out here looking like Ellen, bitch. And we're going to strip you naked. We're going to ring this bell. We're going to walk you through the entire city. 31 blocks. We about to walk you 31 blocks. Ringing this bell, and you just got to deal, and you butt ass, and you got to deal with it. Niggas was throwing shit at her. Niggas was throwing pee bottles at her, and like, shorty just had to, you know, she just had to walk them 31 blocks. And after that, when she got her lick back, she was a different bitch. I think she was a little bit colder after that. And I thought she was ruthless before. So like, how do you fucking make the jump from ruthless to like, oh bitch, I ain't got no feelings. Like, I can't wait. I'm gonna break that shit down. I'm gonna get some of her speeches, cause her before and after speeches was fire. This is a good episode. Episode 2. The throne is yours.